ABC Radio Australia.
You might be familiar with our next guest. He's gained a hefty following on social media as the Trustful Guy or the man with the epic MC intro. Take a listen to this.
You can take the Muli Bola out of the man, but you can never take the man out of Porirua, as well as Vaiesa Faka and Samonga and Savai. Put your hands together and welcome your MC for this evening, Maa Brian Sangala.
He's definitely coming to a Pasifika event near you. To learn more about the man behind the MC from Aotearoa, New Zealand, we're joined by Maa Brian Sangala. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. Kia ora, kia rana, whakalofalahi atu, māloi lelei, ni sambula, talo hani, talo whakoe, ke me mauri, halo le keta wanto, karaki nako mai, halo ni mbilong, māloi le soifua, maua, malilangi mama. Just a very short hello, and thank you so much, Alice, to you and the team at Pacific Beats for the opportunity to talanoa this morning. Really appreciate it, dear.
As you can hear from that fabulous intro, this is the energy he brings to his MC gigs. And, you know, I got to ask, since this video has gone viral of you with your epic MC intro, you know, how's it all changed for you? You've become an online sensation.
Well, yes, but it was only maybe, I'm 54, but it only took 30 years because that's how long I have been emceeing. So it's all new to me, this whole viral sensation. And I'd say that the only reason why I've been posting more regularly is because I'm now full-time emceeing, facilitating, hosting, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, thank you for all the love. And even for the not so much love, because as we know, our own people can be our worst critics. So some of these ones I've had to cry and ask for forgiveness around some of the thoughts I've had towards these comments. So yes, thank you.
Oh gosh, it all comes with the good and the bad, but I'm sure there's plenty of good as well. What kind of you know, opportunities have come about because of, you know, this new virality?
Yes, I like that, virality. I must add that. So I've been able to book a few weddings and birthdays and 21st in Samoa. And so just the power of social media. I've been blessed to be part of the Moana Pasifika ground announcing team. And so, in fact, this Saturday will be myself and two of your former colleagues at PMN, Mr. John Pulu, PMN Tonga, 531 PI, and DJ L Goody. And so it's a real, real spectacle in the best possible way, bringing all the colour and the flavour that only we as Pasifika can bring. Hey.
You know, I'd really like for people to get to know the man behind the MC, because you very much are a person of the community. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do in the community in Aotearoa and why it's so important for you to serve Pacific communities in particular?
It's a great question, Alice, and I think it's just an extension of who I am as a person. For me, it's important to, you know, to sow and to help organizations. And then, and so for the longest time, I didn't take a fee, but I took a feed to help. And so into our Pasifika organizations. And I would say maybe over the last, say, 10 years of emceeing, we've been able to, you know, make good coin or earn a living as a result. But primarily it has been voluntary work, and then seeing the sacrifices that my parents made for me and my brothers growing up, and an extension again of the well-known proverb or well-known saying about it takes a village to raise a child. And so I'm at the stage now where I'm a matua of the village, and I want to pass on whatever knowledge I have, especially to build up and create those spaces and opportunities for the next generation coming through, such as yourself.
You've done so much with the community. You've actually received a lot of recognition as well in the past for what you do. But what some of your online followers might not know is that you are a Queen's Service Medal recipient. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So a few months beforehand, they get in touch with you to see whether you would like to accept or decline the offer. And so I was going to decline the offer, but my wife, full of grace and wisdom, said, "You stupid idiot, what are you doing?" Oh, I was like, oh, I thought of, but it's that humble brag, eh, that us Islanders like, oh, nah, humble brag. But I stood there as a sole individual, but behind me was a whole community of people that sewed into my life and who this belonged just as much to them as myself. Whatever semblance of ego I had that day when I got home was quickly shut down. At home on the fridge, we have a schedule for who's on dishes for that any given day. And so I walked through the door a bit, you know, full of myself. And then, hey guys, Dad just got a Queen Service Medal. And there was a bit of a pause. And then all of a sudden I heard someone say, one of the kids, oh, Dad, it's your turn for dishes. It's never about the accolade, just never about the flowers or whatever. For me, yeah, it was great, but we're still going out and doing everything the same, you know, the next day.
And I'm sure the Queen's Service Medal is sitting in the closet, you know, with a bit of a soap residue from that time of you washing
yes,
the dishes.
Yes, that and some dust, a lot of dust. So, yes, thank you.
Now, if we could go back to your emceeing, you know, just for a little bit, what advice would you have for upcoming Pacific young ones hoping to follow?
For anyone listening, Pasifika or other, especially to our young people, this is what I always say. Don't ever live down to the stereotypes which society places on you. You have been created with gifts and talents unique to yourself. It is historically factual that we are the greatest wayfarers, navigators the world has ever seen. That is the DNA that is in you. So stand on the shoulders of those that have gone before you, who are now cheering you on from the cloud of witnesses, and go out and change the world.
As one of the young ones who got to work with you in the past, it just goes to show how important it is for young ones to have good mentors in this industry. And I really hope that people get the opportunity, young ones get the opportunity to work with you. So thank you so much, Ma.
Thank you so much, Alice.